to be really ornery in the museum, and on the count of three, you're going to shout good morning. One, two, three. Good morning! Oh, pretty good. All right. We just talked about our rules. We're going to be polite.
It's just after 11 at the Kemper Museum, and librarian Miss Megan starts a monthly game and story time for 3 to 5-year-olds. She holds up a book, Mr. Tiger Goes Wild, and starts to read to about 20 kids and moms, cross-legged on a rug on the floor of the gallery.
What do you see?
I saw the tiger with the bow tie.
The tiger with the bow tie?
The book explores themes of identity as a tiger walks on two legs dressed in black tie with a top hat. Just behind the group on a light purple wall, there are two large-scale photographs. In one, a woman in 1950s-style yellow dress sits on a grassy hill surrounded by ducks and other small creatures.
So when you look at the photographs, you might think they're being photographed among a grove of aspens or a field of flowers.
Museum director Barbara O'Brien says instead, artist Nita Matahar has created a constructed reality.
They are images created from paper, photographed in a studio. They made the clothing, they set the lighting, they did the makeup together. And what's fascinating for me is that she took her group of friends and asked them to create theatrical tableaus in which they presented their most empowered sense of their self. Unlike identity politics, where we thought that the individual crafted their solo identity, what these artists are saying is together we craft a community identity.
Matahar, a British-born artist of South Asian descent, is one of four artists in the exhibition at the Kemper, co-curated by O'Brien, called Dressed Up. There's also New York-based artist Hope Gangloff and portraits of her artist community.
But she also sees a central community as the world of art history and other artists who are impacting her. So you'll see some Egon Schiele references in the way that she beautifully articulates the features of a face, very finely rendered, but then you'll see looser patterning and references from everywhere from Impressionism to pattern and decoration to mythology.
Other artists include Trenton Doyle Hancock of Houston and his mask-like forms, and Nigerian-born Marcia Cure's layered collages and portraits.
The range of artists in this exhibition speaks to that idea of the global artist.
Co-curator Aaron Jedgetts says the exhibition took a cue from Cure's series of watercolor and photo collages, also called Dressed Up, with characters in runway mashups.
She's looking at the human form and figure with mashed up elements of hip-hop culture and Victorian dress. And so I think that that sparked the idea to look into other artists who were also kind of mashing up those cultural hybrids and also a really deep understanding of the culture that's around them that actually makes up what ends up being revealed as a self-image, even if it's not an exact representation of the artists themselves.
Jedgetts says programming at the museum for children and adults will extend the themes of the exhibition. There's a spoken word performance, Victorian hair braiding, and antique pop. And all of the artists will visit Kansas City. Laura Spencer, KCUR News.